Romans 4. Abraham as our role model. What then shall we say about Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? If Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. What did the scripture say? And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. Now, to him that works, the reward is not reckoned as of grace, but as of debt. But to him that works not, but believes in him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned for righteousness. Even as David pronounces blessing upon the man to whom God reckons righteousness apart from works, saying, "Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not count sin." Is this blessing then pronounced upon the circumcision or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say to Abraham, his faith was counted as righteousness. How then was it counted? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had when he was in uncircumcision, that he might be the father of all who believe, though they be in uncircumcision, that righteousness might be counted to them also. And the father of uncircumcision to those who not only of the circumcision, but who also walk in the steps of that faith that our father Abraham, which he had whilst he was uncircumcised. For the promise to Abraham and his seed that he should be heir to the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if they that are of the law are heirs, faith is made void, and the promise is made of no power. For the law works anger. But where there is no law, neither is there transgression. Therefore it is of faith, that it may be according to grace, to the end that the promise may be sure to all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is father of us all, as it is written, "Father of many nations have I made you." Before him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead, and called things that are not as though they were, who in hope believed against hope, to the end that he might become a father of many nations, according to what had been spoken, "So shall your seed be." And without being weakened in faith, when he considered his own body now as good as dead, he being about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb, but instead, looking to the promise of God, he did not waver through unbelief, but grew strong through faith, giving glory to God, and became fully assured that what he had promised he was able also to perform. Therefore also it was counted to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was counted to him, but for our sake also, to whom it shall be counted, who believe in him that raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up for our trespasses, and was raised for our justification.